Well, welcome back to Tales of Southwest Michigan's Past. This is Michael Delaware. I am your host, and today I want to talk to you about the early post offices and mail delivery systems in Calhoun County and where they began and what they were like in the very beginning. So starting out in doing this research, I am referring today to two specific references that I found on the history of the post office and postal delivery systems in Calhoun County. One of them is a book called The History of Calhoun County, Michigan, written by Washington Gardner, which is a reference, if you listen to this podcast, that I have often referred to. And there's another article that was written in the Battle Creek Inquirer and the Evening News, and it was published on June 26, 1938. So I'm going to refer to both of these. There's a piece of data that is a bit conflicting between the two references, but I think I've sorted it out, so I'm going to explain to you what I believe happened there and as we explore the differences. So let's begin with a history of Calhoun County. There are three references in this book to the early post offices. One is written about Albion, another is written about Marshall, and the other is Battle Creek, and it lists the different postmasters and the early establishments. So let's start with the city of Marshall. It says here in the book, the first post office in Calhoun County was established in Marshall in 1832, George Ketchum being appointed as postmaster. Now, Mr. Ketchum kept the postal matter for the settlement in a cigar box. The mail was brought in on horseback and came in semi-occasionally until the post route was established in 1836. So what they're saying here is that the mail would come to him. He was established as the first postmaster, and because there was so little mail, he kept it in a cigar box, presumably in his place of business, and people would come there and see if they've gotten mail. Eventually, the postal route was established from Jackson via Marshall to Centerville, where the mail was brought once a week for some time, and then eventually semi-weekly until finally it became a daily delivery system. Reverend John D. Pierce succeeded Mr. Ketchum and kept the office in his double log house on the site of his residence that was near present-day Mansion Street. Mr. Pierce utilized his clock case for a receptacle for the postal matter without detriment to the timepiece, the pendulum having full swing without interference from the mail. So the second place where the mail was kept as a form of post office was not a cigar box, but it was a clock in Reverend John D. Pierce's house, which was a log cabin. So that's kind of an interesting little anecdote about the early post offices in the community. Now, the early postmasters were appointed by the presidents, and the first postmasters in Michigan in this area were appointed by Andrew Jackson, and the gentleman that succeeded him was Charles D. Smith, and he was appointed by President Jackson and then reappointed by President Van Buren, and he held the office for about 6 years. Emerson Wakefield succeeded Mr. Smith for a short time and then holding the office only 6 months. And ultimately, James Parsons was appointed under President Harrison for a term of 3.5 years. Later on, a man by the name of Zenas Tiltonson served as postmaster 4 years under President Polk and was succeeded by George Wright for a similar period under President Tyler and Fillmore. And then it continues on up until President Buchanan, where a man by the name of Dr. J.H. Montgomery carried on the office for about 8 years. So that's kind of an interesting early history of the postal system in Marshall, Michigan, which was the first post office established in the county. And it started in a cigar box, moved on to a clock, and presumably eventually into a permanent building later on. It doesn't say in this reference when the post office or the first structure for a post office was built in Marshall. However, according to the MarshallMichigan.net website about the post office museum, current structure that stands as a United States post office with a Greek Revival architectural style and a copper roof, which stands to today in the city, was constructed in 1932 of Marshall sandstone. Was there an earlier structure? Most likely there was, and I don't know the exact date of when that was built based on the references that I have to hand. Moving over to Albion. Albion's post office was established later in 1838, and it was located in a small wooden building where the Warner Block is now, on the corner of Erie and Superior Streets. After remaining there a few years, it moved around to several different locations, including a commercial hotel building and one of the corner drugstores. It was in 1910 when Washington Gardner was a congressman for the district that he received appropriations for the erection of the post office building in Albion. And the site location was chosen in 1911 and situated on the northwest corner of Superior Street and Michigan Avenue, and it comprised the whole block. A man by the name of Jesse Crowell was the first postmaster, serving from 1838 to 1849. And then he was followed by Frederick Wheelock, who served until 1853, and then Don C. Saranton, who served until 1857, and then eventually A.J. Thompson, and a whole host of other names going all the way up until 1910, when this reference that I'm reading was published in 1913. Now, interestingly enough, the rural delivery system wasn't established in the area until March of 1900, and then they started appointing carriers to take mail out to the rural areas. So prior to that, if you had a letter that you were looking for, you had to ride into town, even if you lived out in the rural area. And I believe that was the same situation for Marshall. Marshall perhaps had carriers a little bit earlier than Albion, but that was what the situation was in Albion until about 1900. Now, in Battle Creek, the postmaster's list is published in detail here in this reference book, and it was included by a man named William Mason, who was one of the early pioneers of the village. And he says in the article that the office was originally established May 7th, 1832, and the area was called Guernsey, with Samuel Foster as postmaster. Now, here's the interesting conflict that I found. In this article published in 1938, which was a looking back article going back 100 years, it states that in 1832, during the administration of Old Hickory, as Andrew Jackson was called, the village of Battle Creek got its first post office with Polydore Hudson as the postmaster. And then he goes on to explain that Polydore Hudson was also a tavern keeper in the area and had a tavern out near an area called the Gulch, which is near where the Michigan Central Railroad crosses over Michigan Avenue, sort of in the Wattles Park area in present day. So that's the conflicting point, is that this newspaper article states that the first postmaster was Polydore Hudson, and this reference from A History of Calhoun County states that it was Samuel Foster. Now, the Samuel Foster appointment was May 7th, 1832. So it could be that Polydore Hudson served earlier in the year of 1832 and was replaced by Samuel Foster. That's one possible scenario. The other scenario is that William Mason got it wrong, or the writer of this article got it wrong. But continuing on with A History of Calhoun County, he states that a man by the name of D.G. Guernsey was appointed to follow Samuel Hudson. And at that time, the village was receiving mail under the name of Wapakisco, which is one of the early names of Battle Creek that was kind of pushed in. And I think it held that name for only a short amount of time, maybe a couple of months. Most of the residents were colloquially calling the area Battle Creek, and it was officially named Battle Creek shortly thereafter. It was in 1834 when the next postmaster being established and appointed by Andrew Jackson was Nedabiah Angel. And he only served for about a year. Then following him, Sands McCamley held the office in 1835. And he held that office for about 6 years, being appointed by Andrew Jackson and then subsequently by Martin Van Buren. In 1841, James Baucom was appointed by President Harrison and Tyler. And then Alonzo Noble was appointed in 1845 by President Polk. Homer Marsh was appointed in 1849 by President Taylor, and Leonard Stewart in 1849, just a month later, after I guess Homer Marsh only lasted in the position about 30 days. So Leonard Stewart took over in 1849, and President Taylor appointed him. Alonzo Noble returned to the position in 1853. And was appointed by President Pierce. And William Pease was appointed to the position in 1858 by President Buchanan. And then it goes on to where Lincoln eventually appointed Tolman Hall in 1861. And they even have it all the way up to President Roosevelt and Taft up in 1906. There's a whole list of names here. So according to this book, it's commonly regarded that Nedabiah Angel was the first postmaster of Battle Creek, ignoring the earlier men that held the position, and that Sands McCamley was the second, because the name of the village was officially Battle Creek at that point. The city delivery service was established in July of 1886 with 4 letter carriers, and eventually expanded up to 26 letter carriers. Rural delivery service from Battle Creek was established in 1900, the same year as Albion's rural delivery service was established. And they only went out to about a 6 to 8 mile radius of Battle Creek. In 1904, Congressman Washington Gardner secured an appropriation for $110,000 to build the post office in Battle Creek. Incidentally, the one that he built in Albion was with an appropriation of $70,000 a few years earlier. And so the federal building was opened in 1907 as its dedication. And that building still stands in Battle Creek. It's no longer a post office. It's a collection of office buildings, but it's across from City Hall, and it still kind of looks like a post office. There's a historic marker outside of it that tells a lot of its history. If you're ever interested, you can pull over there and read that. So going back to this article that was published in 1938, there's a lot more information here about the postal system. Nathaniel Barney was a tavern keeper out in the Bedford Township area off of Michigan Avenue, and he secured the line for the first mail delivery system, being delivered by wagons initially and eventually by stagecoach. And the route was from Marshall to Battle Creek. And it was an extended route that had gone from Marshall, it went to Jackson, and then eventually over to Ann Arbor and Detroit in that direction. And when it left Battle Creek, it went on over to Richland or Gull Corners, as it was called back then. And then it went on to White Pigeon, which was an important route on the stop, as that was where the land office was for the state in this region of southwest Michigan. But the coming of the stagecoach certainly changed things, as it not only carried passengers, but it also carried the mail, and it became a more regular delivery system. And of course, Nathaniel Barney appointed his son, Milton Barney, who drove the first stage line, and he became the first mail carrier on the route between Marshall and Battle Creek, and he would continue on the route from Battle Creek as the horses were changed. The mail would also continue delivery service over to Kalamazoo, Hastings, Middleville, and Charlotte, and the stagecoach lines would go that way as well. And I went into a lot of that history in an earlier podcast on plank roads and stagecoach lines and Barney's Tavern. In 1845, the Michigan Central Railroad finally reached Battle Creek, which took over the carrying of mail and the delivery of the mail system between the cities along that whole corridor. However, mail delivery systems to other rural locations like Hastings and Charlotte and a few other places were still delivered by stagecoach. The last stagecoach to leave Battle Creek was on June 30th, 1905, and it made its final country mail pouch delivery from the post office, and the postmaster at the time was Richard Finzi, and it was actually his wife that delivered the last stagecoach mail delivery line up into Assyria Township, as they used to rotate on every other day. His wife would do the route one day, and he would do it the next day. So she was the last one to deliver mail by stagecoach in the Battle Creek area, and presumably the rest of the county. So as I mentioned before, the city of Marshall has a post office museum in the basement of their post office, and it was established following in a 1987 historic home tour in the city. And at the time, Postmaster Mike Schrag displayed a number of old postal artifacts throughout the building. And many people thought at the time that the entire post office was a museum rather than an official operating post office. So he organized the collection of postal antiques in the basement and established the Post Office Museum. What's unique about this museum is the second largest museum for the post office in the country. The museum has six rooms in it, and as you walk through it, you will experience two centuries of postal history. You'll see old post office window units with lock boxes. You'll see early 1900s horse-drawn mail buggies, inner workings of a railway mail car, and you'll also see some of the first postage stamps and earlier stamps from the area, including some V-mail from World War II and a whole host of other things, including a 1931 Model A mail truck and photographs of ancestors from the area who pioneered mail delivery for the U.S. postal system. And those are all on display in the Postal Museum. Now, in order to tour the museum, you have to call and schedule a tour. You can't just show up and do it. So I will put the link to the Post Office Museum in the description of this video. So if you're interested in taking a tour and checking out the history and seeing the wonderful collection of postal memorabilia that's housed in the Marshall Post Office, and taking a tour of the museum and maybe taking a trip to the past century of mail delivery in this county, then you certainly are going to want to check that out. So definitely take a look at the links in the description of this podcast. Now, in the grander scheme of things in the United States Post Office traces its roots to 1775 during the Second Continental Congress. And at that time, Benjamin Franklin was appointed the first Postmaster General. And he also served in a similar position for the colonies when it was the Kingdom of Great Britain. The Post Office Department was eventually created in 1792 with the passage of the Postal Service Act, and it elevated to cabinet-level positions in the department in 1872, which was transformed by a new act called the Postal Reorganization Act in 1970. So the postal system in the United States has changed and evolved over the years. In the early days of postal delivery, of course, most of the mail was delivered by horseback between communities, and as the United States eventually grew out west, it was for only about an 18-month period. The mail delivery service was delivered by Pony Express until it was eventually replaced by the railroads. And that's a very interesting history in itself, and there's a remarkable book written on the Pony Express that is worth reading. It's called Orphans Preferred, and I'll put the link to that book in the description as well if you're interested in some of the early postal history. The title refers to a supposed ad that was run in the newspaper at the time that said that they were recruiting for the Pony Express riders, and they preferred orphans because many of them didn't come back. It was so risky of a business. Now, there's a little bit of skepticism of whether that ad was legitimately run, and that was a criteria for the Pony Express riders, and there's a lot of mythology about the Pony Express, and of course, the symbol of the Pony Express is still used today by the postal system, And there's a great museum in St. Joseph, Missouri, and I visited that several years ago, and it's all about the Pony Express, because St. Joseph, Missouri was the launching point for the Pony Express heading west, and the routes went from St. Joseph, Missouri all the way to San Francisco and Sacramento and other places out on the west coast, and they had relay stations set up where they would change horses. And the true history is that it only lasted for a period of about 18 months, and then it was replaced by the railroad. But additionally, there was very little death. There were a few cases where Pony Express riders were chased by wolves. There may have been a few cases where they were chased by Indians, but that may just be folklore. That book kind of explains a lot of the fact from fiction and the mythology around the Pony Express, and it's really a fascinating read. I read it many years ago, and of course, it inspired me to go visit the Pony Express Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri, and I specifically went out of my way when I was traveling cross country one year to stay in St. Joseph overnight so that I could get up the next morning and go tour the museum. And it's very cool. When you walk in there, they've got all sorts of memorabilia from the Pony Express era. And there's also some books by Mark Twain, because Mark Twain makes reference to the Pony Express and how he was impressed by them as they went by him when he was taking a tour out west on a stagecoach. And the book that he wrote about going out west was called Roughing It. He makes mention of seeing the Pony Express rider going by and everybody taking an interest and stretching their necks to watch the Pony Express rider. And that's kind of right out of Roughing It. It's a fascinating little reference to it. He has several paragraphs that he writes about the Pony Express as the Pony Express rider went by. So it's quite interesting to read that. So I find it fascinating to explore some of the early history of the mail delivery system and the established post offices, and it's particularly in Southwest Michigan, because of course these route lines came along the territorial roads going between the various cities and villages that were being established during those years. And up until 1900, it was a bit of a formation period. There's mention of the quantity of mail in the Albion section of History of Calhoun County that said that they were getting an estimated 14 pieces of mail a week by 1911. Certainly not what it is like today. So it's kind of an interesting period in history, and mail delivery was an early form of communication between the East and the West Coast, and there's a fascinating history all connected with that whole transformation in the United States. So if you enjoyed today's podcast episode on the early history of the mail delivery systems and the post office in Southwest Michigan and Calhoun County areas, I hope you'll take a minute to write a review about the podcast on whatever app that you are using. If you'd like to find out more about me, check out my website, michaeldelaware.com, and certainly check out my YouTube channel. You can find a link to the YouTube channel from my website. You can also find it by searching on YouTube for Michael Delaware. It's very simple. And if you'd like to support the work that I'm doing here, there's some links that you can check out there on my website. And I will put the links to the museum that I mentioned here in this podcast episode in the description below, and certainly check it out when you have time in Marshall to visit the museum. And until next time, when we take another journey down into Southwest Michigan's past, thank you for listening.